Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Our new book, The Art of Business Wars, features stories and lessons from history's greatest business rivalries, with powerful insights uncovered through hundreds of episodes of Business Wars. Go to Wondery.com/The Art of Business Wars to order your copy now. From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, June 14th. Happy Monday, everyone. We start the week off with a quick trip to France, where a landmark decision means Google is reaching for its checkbook. The tech giant was fined $270 million last week by French regulators as part of an antitrust settlement after regulators accused Google of partaking in unfair advertising practices. To understand why this is a big deal, you have to know a bit about how ad space on the internet is bought and sold. Google owns a platform that allows publishers like news sites to sell ads and therefore make money off their content. But regulators say that service gave Google's own ad business a boost and undercut other ad sellers. Kind of like McDonald's announcing that it would be the judge of a best-tasting cheeseburger contest in which its Big Mac is an entrant. Sure, Burger King and Wendy's can enter, but if McDonald's is picking the winner, bet you they're going to pick that Big Mac. But I'll spare you more fast food metaphors, all right? Authorities called Google out on their practices, and Google agreed to cough up the money. Compared to parent company Alphabet's revenue of $41 billion last year, the fine is, as the New York Times says, a pittance. But with the fine will come action, Google promises. Google said it would make changes to its platform that would make it easier for French website publishers to use Google's tools with other ad technologies. The company said it was, quote, committed to working proactively with regulators everywhere to make improvements to our products, unquote. That seemed to satiate France's antitrust chief Isabelle de Silva, who said in a statement that the fine and promised changes would level the playing field for all players. De Silva also noted that the decision to sanction Google was, quote, the first decision in the world to examine the complex algorithmic bidding processes by which online display advertising operates, unquote. It's historic, yes, and it serves as a warning to another tech giant that's in the business of digital advertising. Now, who might that be? Well, as the French say, La Facebook, of course. Earlier this month, European regulators opened two separate antitrust investigations against Facebook. The goal? Probe whether its use of data gives the platform an unfair advantage in online advertising. In a statement, the European Commission said it would examine whether Facebook violated rules by gathering data from advertisers in order to directly compete with them. The result could be hefty fines and increased pressure on Facebook to make changes to its business model, according to CNN Business. For Google and Facebook, antitrust investigations are becoming, shall we say, de rigueur, especially in the U.S. Google's currently in the hot seat in several antitrust cases in this country, including one brought by the federal government that accuses Google of illegally monopolizing the so-called search advertising markets. And Facebook is the defendant in another case by the federal government, which also alleges anti-competitive behavior and seeks to break up the tech giant. But you know what they say, with great power comes great responsibility. And with great responsibility comes, well, heavy fines if you're engaging in practices that authorities find questionable. But in the face of these bumps in the road, both Google and Facebook seem to be shrugging their shoulders and saying, c'est la vie. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmuski. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman and Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.